Welcome to the Open House podcast site, available at theopenhouse.net.au blog site.
Chuck Missler is a unique breed, a former branch chief of the US Department of Guided Missiles. He had a 30-year executive career in the aerospace, technology and intelligence fields before leaving his numerous boardroom positions to focus on teaching the Bible. Today he tracks global trends and analyzes them in light of the Christian faith. Chuck's touring Australia right now with his strategic perspective seminars, and so I thought it might be a good opportunity to run a few big questions past him while we had the chance. Chuck, welcome to Open House.
Nice to be with you guys.
Yeah, it's nice to have you on the show. Anybody who has visited your website, khouse.org, for Koinonia House, which is your organisation, knows that you track a significant number of trends, political, religious, financial, many more. Tell me about the mechanics of what you do. I mean, how do you track so many movements at once?
Well, first of all, I don't do it myself. I have a staff. But more importantly, we're also part of a think tank that's called Koinonia Institute. We have members. It's a voluntary organization. We have members in 40 countries. And we also maintain an intelligence network and a database. Uh-huh. And so it's continually being dynamically upgraded by the members of the Institute. So I just glean from that. It's okay. Not as if... I'm any kind of an expert. Other than we have database is a multimedia database. It isn't just text, uh-huh. But it's alert. We have alerts that come in from all over the place, and we also have subscriptions to all the major intelligence services: EBSCO, DEVCA, Stratfor, Jane's, Brookings, Cato, Oxford Analytica, and so forth. So that's one of. See, the Institute is organized on three different avenues of study.
I'll take over. That's right.
Bit of a cough.
Yeah. That's
but
right.
The Berean avenue of study is the verse-by-verse study of the Bible, and the members can take courses in that and get university credit for it.
Mm-hmm.
It's all on the Internet, you see. Mm-hmm. But the second avenue of study, we call it the Issachar Avenue, after the sons of Issachar who understood the times
and knew what Israel should do.
Exactly right. Mm-hmm. So that includes a database that the members interact with, and it's the interaction of the members with the database that justifies the label of a think tank on the whole enterprise.
Okay.
And then the third leg is the practical doing. We argue that the third commandment, thou shalt not take the name of Lord thy God in vain, is not about vocabulary or swearing, it's about ambassadorship. If you're going to take the name of the king, you need to be able to represent him competently and faithfully. So that's really what we believe in the Institute we're doing, is trying to equip ourselves as ambassadors of the king. So so it's not as if I'm doing it. I'm just the spokesman. But
yes, right, okay.
For the Institute.
Well, while we've got you, I just wanted to explore what you see as three big global trends that are kind of, I guess, taking your mind right now, and what you see as the biblical significance of them. Now, I don't know what you're going to say, so I haven't got these written down or anything, but three big global trends. Tell me, global trend number one.
One of the biggest ones is the decline of the United States, the incredible economic crisis that's going on worldwide.
Mm-hmm.
In most of the regions of the area, they'll recover from that. The U.S., is making an absolute disaster of its own dealings with that, because the problem with the United States is they have too much debt, and you don't solve that problem by adding more debt. And they are committing funds in the trillions, and we go through all of that in our presentations. But the net of it is that the America that we all knew for many decades is really behind us. The entity that's emerging here is really plunging itself, either willfully or through inadvertence, you can pick your pick, into really a form of fascism. The interference of the government in the very process is making it worse rather than better. And so one of the realities that is going to impact everybody on the planet Earth is that the dollar, the U.S. dollar, is going to decline as a reserve currency. In fact, the few weeks, the People's Bank of China has asked the IMF to create a sovereign super currency, so to speak, to replace the dollar as the reserve currency. So that's going to affect a lot of things all around the world. That's why we're seeing organizations like BRIC, Brazil, Russia, India, and China, embracing one another to hedge off what they regard as the hegemony of the United States. So that's one of the big trends that we can't escape, is the, what I'll call, for lack of a better term, the decline of America. And the problem in America isn't financial. The problem in America is moral. It has lost its moorings. It no longer stands for the principles upon which it was founded, and it's going to reap the world. In fact, Billy Graham quipped several decades ago that if God doesn't judge America, he's going to have to apologize.
Sodom and Gomorrah. Well, yeah, that's
right. A great soundbite. But the truth of the matter is, Thomas Jefferson said much the same thing back in 1781. He said, "I tremble for my country when I recall that God is just, and his justice will not sleep forever." So I think America is overdue for a judgment, and I think we're beginning to see it take place. And, so that's one major threat that we need to talk about. The second one that you cannot escape is the rise of Islam.
Mm-hmm.
There's so much misinformation being promoted, so much propaganda, that the average person has no grasp of what's really happening. So that's not a simple thing to talk about, especially on the air, but it's one that we indeed try to do with. And don't misunderstand me, we're not assuming that the rank-and-file Muslims are guilty of the extremism of their leadership. But we do need to understand what the agenda of Islam really is, what their objectives are, and how they go about doing what they do. So that's an area that is unfortunately fraught with all kinds of misinformation, and we obviously need to understand that, because it's the biggest challenge to the West, obviously, on planet Earth. In fact, the most honest statement I've seen in the press is by Osama bin Laden. He says this is a war between Islam and Christianity. And indeed it is. It's a theological war. It's not a war of greed or territory in the traditional sense. It's a theological conflict. So we need to understand that.
Chuck Missler is our guest on Open House tonight, theopenhouse.net, for the podcast from tomorrow afternoon onwards. Okay, Chuck, I'll get your biblical reflections on these in just a minute, but your big global trend number three?
Oh, I guess, there's about 10 of them. I guess the other reality, I think, is the rise of China, the rise of Asia. It's interesting how the centroid of power on the planet Earth started in the Mesopotamia and has always moved westward. You know, from the Assyrian and Persian empires to Greece, from Greece to Rome, and then Rome through Northern Europe. Each of the major elements of Northern Europe had their shot at it, the Dutch, the Spanish, the English, the Germans, several times. But the center of power continued moving westward. In fact, Henry Luce said in 1941 that the 20th century is really the American century. And indeed it has been. But meanwhile, of course, time moves on, and the 21st century is widely being recognized as the century for Asia.
Mm.
But it's not going to stop there. It's going to continue to move back to where it all started, as God sets up the fifth of five kingdoms that are listed in Daniel chapter 2. And the fifth one of the five is a kingdom on the earth that many people don't realize is going to be a very palpable, tangible empire on the earth. And the kingdom of heaven, the kingdom from heaven, technically. And that's what Revelation 20 talks about. That's what Gabriel told Mary, her child would sit on the throne of David. It's a concept. There's over 1,800 specific references to Christ ruling on the earth. And so that's coming. He's not coming back to take sides. He's coming back to take over. So he's the other factor that we need to understand and understand its implications, because it's a very, very dominant biblical objective.
Yeah, Jesus is actually returning in physical form. So, which you've led nicely then into the whole idea of the biblical significance of these big trends. You've just talked about China and Asia and the power base. What about the decline of US and the rise of Islam? Can you see, this whole area can be fraught with difficulties, though, too, Chuck, can't it? Because, in the past we've seen so many misinterpretations of the Book of Revelation when it comes to world events. But having met you before, I know that you think these things through a little bit in more depth. Where do you see any biblical significance to the decline of the U.S. and rise of Islam and those kinds of things?
Well, let's just take it one at a time. The main players in eschatology are very well identified. And the United States is conspicuous in its absence of mention. So that leads to all kinds of conjectures as to why. Does it erode away into financial insignificance? That's a possibility. There are some that look at Ezekiel 39, verse 6. In the Ezekiel invasion, in Ezekiel 38 and 39, there are hailstones of fire that, you know, God intervenes to quell this ill-fated invasion that is armed and led by Magog into Israel. But in verse 6 of chapter 39, there's a third party alluded to. God says, I'll send fire upon Magog. Indeed, he spends a whole chapter on that. And among them who dwell securely in the isles or coastlands. In other words, that's a third party. It's not Israel. And it's not the invaders. It's a third party. So there, that leads to a conjecture. It's not clearly in the scripture, but a conjecture that possibly there's a brinksmanship situation where Magog is moving against Israel and the United States says, in effect, don't do that or else. Somewhat a repeat of the famous Cuban Missile Crisis. You remember the movie 13 Days, rendered that reasonably accurately. I was with John Rubel, Assistant Secretary of Defense, that afternoon when John F. Kennedy made the speech telling Khrushchev that if there's any missile fired anywhere in the Western Hemisphere, it'll result in an immediate full-scale retaliation against the Soviet Union.
Mm-hmm.
And we all held our breath. And finally, of course, they did stand. They turned around, stood down, and that whole thing unwound. That's been studied very intensively on both sides of the Atlantic.
Mm.
And anything less would not have worked, but that did work. But here's a situation, at least hinted at in the scripture, where there might be a brinksmanship situation that goes sour. In other words, maybe it's possible it's our missiles that become the hailstones of fire on the invaders of the Magog invasion. And conversely, that triggers a overdue judgment on the the United States. That's one of several scenarios that people conjecture about why the United States is not the primary player in the end times.
Yeah, okay. So it's, I guess really the book of Revelation and its reading is pretty key to all of this here. So I guess we can point people to your website, because this is where you do a lot more.
Well, there's two websites. See, the khouse.org is the publishing website that most of your listeners are aware of. The Institute, the Koine Institute, the volunteer think tank,
mm-hmm.
is a different website.
That's okay, what's that?
Studycenter.com, S-T-U-D-Y.
Uh-huh.
And we Americans misspell center, of course. It's center.com. And the point is, you can check it out, and it's a voluntary organization. As I say, that we have verse-by-verse expositional studies on the whole Bible. You can get university credit for that if you like.
Yeah.
But it's also just a fellowship of believers. It's not intended to do, it's intended to be a supplement, not a replacement for local church. But there is an opportunity for people who really want to take the Bible seriously to get it into a week-by-week intensive study on their own clock.
And okay.
That's what we're really all about.
Okay. Chuck, thanks for your time. It's been good to talk to you.
Nice to be with you.
Yeah, Chuck Smisler there, trend watcher, Bible teacher. Chuck is in Melbourne tomorrow, Adelaide Tuesday, and Perth this Friday. UCBdirect.com.au actually has his itinerary. Otherwise, those other websites there, studycenter.org or khouse.com.
We hope you enjoyed this Open House podcast. To hear more from Open House, visit theopenhouse.net.au.